Is this a certain kind of house?
No, this is a conglomeration, because it started out as Spanish architecture, Mexican architecture, and has been modified to the extent that it doesn't resemble anything anymore.
It's nice and big.
It's big, yeah. Roomy.
What do you call that big room there?
That's the den.
Okay. And that room is?
We call it the living room.
Okay. How are residential properties divided physically in neighborhoods here?
By lots.
But the physical dividers?
Oh, by fences?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what kind
is that
of
what
fences?
You mean?
Yeah, what kind of
well,
fences?
Well, they have rock fences.
Mm-hmm.
And chain link fences. And across the way there, they have wrought iron.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
They have it here in the front, but we have chain link, or some people call it cyclone fence.
Why do they call it cyclone?
That was the manufacturer.
Oh. Sure. I don't know if you have a fireplace or not.
Yes.
But oh, yeah, right. The shelf on top that holds
it. It's a mantle.
And the part that comes out from
it's
it?
It's a hearth.
Uh-huh. You're the first person that's gotten that. Everybody forgets what the hearth is called for some reason. The things that hold up the logs are?
Oh. There's a name for them. I can't think of them.
I'd never heard of this until I started doing this research.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of andirons?
I've heard of andirons, but that's not an andiron that holds up the logs. The andiron is the decoration that fits on the end of it.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be part of it.
Well, it's part of the log holder. Or, uh-huh.
But that's more specific, you're
uh-huh.
saying. It's just the
yeah.
front piece. Okay. Do you know any other terms for that front piece?
Not that I know of.
Okay. There's it's a real regional marker, and people say dog iron and
mm-hmm.
fire dogs and that sort of thing. The big log that you put on a fire is referred to as?
Gee, I don't know.
You probably just call it a log, right?
It's a big log.
The little pieces of wood.
It might be kindling.
Mm-hmm.
That's the small pieces you use to start the fire with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what do you usually burn in a fireplace?
What do we usually burn in there?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the type of wood?
Mm-hmm.
Probably pine.
Okay. Do you ever burn anything native to El Paso, like native plants?
Yes, elm and cottonwood.
Oh, okay. And let's see, the black stuff in the chimney that you have to clean out.
Soot.
And the white stuff that's left over after a fire.
Ashes.
Mm-hmm. And you put your coat in this.
In the closet.
Uh-huh. And if you have storage space above your house, it's called?
An attic.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I didn't pronounce it the way I'd normally pronounce it.
Well, how
attic.
Would you use attic? Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And, oh yeah, just say things normally.
Yeah.
A room that you would put things in that you weren't using, things that you aren't using, you put them in this room. What would
storage.
You mm-hmm. Call it storage. Okay. Let's see.
A junk room.
That's good. I've seen that before.
Yeah.
I've seen that. The thing that covers a house is the
roof.
Mm-hmm. And the things that the rain goes down.
Gutters.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any other names for that?
No.
No? Okay.
We do have things that come off the gutter, though.
Like what?
The downspout.
Huh.
That's the thing that comes down from the gutter.
Down the side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.